And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma here. And we have the man, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher, here talking some fishing here in Southern California. It's spring, it's biting, and you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today. Talking fishing, talking searcher. I'm pumped, man.
Yeah, good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning,
Art.
Rick.
Great.
Thanks
to
for
have
having
you.
Me.
Yeah, great to have you in the World Fed. Headquarters overlooking the searcher right now, who just came back into port yesterday, right?
Yeah. And we finished up our natural history season. Had a successful season in Baja, a couple months' worth of work, and lots to look at, lots of happy customers. And
sweet.
Whales were biting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limits.
Limits. Limits. Away. What did you see?
Yeah, what were some of the highlights?
Typical San Ignacio Lagoon with gray whales, you know, close encounters with those things. And
yeah,
blue whales, plenty of humpbacks, some fin whales, tons and tons of dolphin. And so it was a good year.
That's cool.
So blue whales, typically we see them here in the summer. Where are you seeing them down there?
We saw some off of Mag Bay.
Okay.
And there's some that are, we didn't see them, but the Spirit of Adventure saw them outside of Natividad in the south end of Cedrus. And that's that migration, you know, from Sea of Cortez where they're there in the winter. And there's some calving going on there. And they migrate out of the Sea of Cortez and make a right and start heading up the coast, and they end up, you know, in that Southern California bite around the Channel Islands. It's a summer hot spot for them, and so that's their migration route. Same with the humpbacks. They do the same thing.
Now, it seems like I mean, we see humpbacks here, but not a ton of humpbacks. Why is that?
You know, it's a migration thing. Yeah. You know, there may be some times when you see a bunch of humpbacks around, yeah. But yeah, there's no real migratory, you know, info that would tell you where there's a bunch of them. You know,
yeah. Is the same stock of humpbacks that they just get all over the Hawaiian Islands? Is that the same stock that we see?
It's part of the same stock, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ones that hang out around the Revillagigedos, you know,
yeah.
in January and February, there's a bunch of humpbacks around the Revillas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's nothing for those guys to swim 3,000 miles, right?
No, they do it every year.
Yeah. Yeah, that, like we were talking about that migration of the gray whales that's happening right now off our coast.
Yeah.
They go 10,000 miles?
Yeah, well, Bering Sea to Baja is 5,000 miles, and then they turn around and go back up to the Bering Sea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of the longest migrations on Earth for animals, yeah.
Pretty impressive.
That's a long ways.
And what else do you see on your natural history trips?
Well, we're going ashore. Like, we go ashore at Isla San Benitos, and, you know, the population of the Guadalupe fur seal is just thriving right now. I think that there was, in the first trip in the middle of February, you know, they saw upwards of 1,000 fur seals on West San Benitos, and so their population is thriving, and, you know, they're back in traditional areas where they breed and everything, and so that and elephant, you know, northern elephant seals and sea lions, and you know, you're just looking at flora and fauna of what's growing on the island. They've had a little bit of rain that far south, and so there's some endemic plants that are in bloom, and
wow.
And it's you know, breaks up the trip, you know,
yeah.
From San Diego to
a little bit.
yeah, they spend the day there.
That's really
and
cool.
And then in the Sea of Cortez, we're visiting islands in the Sea of Cortez, and, you know, that's a, you know, couple hours in the morning hike up an arroyo looking at birds and plants and that sort of stuff, and then an hour or two of snorkeling, and then back on the boat and offshore looking for whales and dolphins and seabirds and that sort of thing.
Awesome. What's the most unusual bird seen these trips?
You know, red-billed tropic bird is probably something that we hope to see and don't see every trip. But red-billed tropic bird, those things are beautiful, and so we get a chance to look at those.
That's a cool bird.
That's cool. Well, now Searcher does the big conversion back to being a fabulous fishing platform, right?
Yeah, you know, we've got it down. We get some crane time over at Driscoll's, and we take the bait tank off of the car trailer that we have and put it on the back deck. And then we take the skiffs off of the upper deck and put them on the trailer. And it's an hour.
That's an hour.
Get out.
It takes an hour to transform it. I mean, you know, there's some plumbing and there's some, you know, bolting down and that sort of thing. So we can do it in a day. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a big transformation for the boat. But we've done it so many times now that it's not that big a deal.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So when are you fishing again?
May 12th.
May 12th.
Yeah.
Wow, coming up quickly.
Yeah, yeah, 30 days or so.
Mm-hmm. A lot of guys fishing this weekend, and we were just talking before the show, a lot of bluefin around still, right?
There's a bunch of bluefin. There's a bunch missing, but there's also a bunch that's, that's in a, you know, outside Colonnette and San Quintin, and that's kind of sort of where they end up. You know, in January, February, and March, and there's a couple guys that took California licenses, and so they're going to look closer to home and maybe a little bit out to the west, and there's bluefin tuna around, yep.
They're around. When you say there's some missing, they just haven't been around.
Well, I don't think that the volume of fish that we traditionally over the last decade have seen hasn't shown up yet, you know, they're...
Yeah.
They're someplace,
right.
Not too far away.
They're around.
Yeah.
This morning in the paper, and I witnessed myself on Thursday, being just a little bit offshore on Point Loma, coldest recorded water temperature possibly in history, since they've been recording offshore temperatures since 1970.
Yeah.
They recorded a 52.25. I'm not used to saying 50, right? 52.25 off of Del Mar. I recorded 53.5 on my boat. I looked. I said, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that it was for real. What?
Well, you know,
how does that play into things?
Traditionally, you know, it's high 50s.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I mean, if you're a surfer, you go out in December and January, and it's probably 57, 58.
Yeah.
I don't know why you do it, but
in my older age, maybe I'm getting wiser. It kind of hits below 58. I'm kind of
Jeez.
Not my deal.
68. I'm off. you know, traditionally, I think that is kind of what the typical water temperature is in the winter off of San Diego. And so, you know, we've had a bunch of wind and a bunch of fronts coming through, you know, one a week now for a couple months it seems like. So, and there's a tremendous amount of downhill current. The boat it took 82 hours to get from Cabo San Lucas to San Diego, which is about 10 hours longer than it should take. And that was because of downhill current. They had great traveling weather. It just, you know, they never saw anything above 9 knots for 750 miles.
So. Wow. And typically you're going 10?
Usually, yeah. I mean, the boat's light. We're not carrying a bunch of fish and water and that sort of thing. We just have fuel aboard. And so, you know, generally we're making over 10. And so it was a knot to a knot and a half slower, and I think that is, you know, stirring things up. It's upwelling, you know, colder water, deeper, bringing it to the surface, and so that's probably the reason for it.
That could be a good thing, though.
Sure.
Yeah. Brings nutrients, brings bait.
Absolutely.
Bait
yep.
brings fish, starts
all
that
of
whole
that.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it could be good.
I mean, it's spring.
It is.
We have to remind ourselves. Last year was kind of an anomaly, or the year before an anomaly deal, right?
The past couple of years, you know, getting started in March.
Yeah, that was. We're got spoiled a little bit, which we're okay with that,
yeah,
right?
I like
sure.
being spoiled.
Yeah, but so.
Well, you think about it, Pete. You know, I mean, it used to be traditionally Coronado Islands for, you know, latter part of April, May, and June, and then July 4th we go offshore.
Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's back in the 70s and 80s, but that's kind of how things went.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, does Art Taylor have any forecasts for this year?
No, I'm not a predictor. I can tell you that we'll catch something somewhere.
Okay.
No doubt.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tell us about the Searcher. Tell us, for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with Searcher, of course, we talk about Searcher all the time on Let's Talk Hookup, but somebody may be new to the Searcher. Tell us about it.
95 feet, you know, stateroom accommodations, air-conditioned galley, you know, RSW system to preserve your catch. You know, you catch something and it automatically goes in 30-degree water, and so you're bringing back, you know, fresh fish, sashimi-grade, sushi-grade fish back to the dock to get processed. And so, you know, we got a great bait capacity, and we have some fantastic chefs that are going to provide, you know, quality meals with fresh ingredients and bake fresh bread every day. And so, you know, maybe you had a tough day at the rail, but you got this great entree dinner to sit down to, and so that
comfortable accommodations too.
Yeah, they're air conditioned. You know, there's 110 AC and freshwater basin in each cabin, and we just put brand new air conditioning systems down there this winter, and you know, we have all the latest and greatest fish finding and sea surface temperature imagery that we can access, and so you know, that takes a lot of the guesswork out of things when we're looking for fish. We know, you know, pretty much we can pinpoint where we need to be, and we also can pinpoint where we don't want to go.
Yeah. So with that in mind, when you're looking at the sea surface temperature, the chlorophyll, what would be the place that you'd want to be and the place that you wouldn't want to be?
Well, if there's, you know, on the chlorophyll map, it's going to show you green water. So, you know, most of the time we're looking for clean water. You know, we're not looking for dirty water, even though there are times when you look over the side and you wonder what the heck are these fish doing in this water. But so, you know, we're looking for clean blue water, and most likely we're looking for the warmest water in the area, and we're looking for edges. That's, you know, that's something that we key on, is where there's a, you know, a green water, cooler to a cleaner water, warmer. And so that edge sometimes can provide, you know, a place for us to go and locate fish.
Now, as what would encounter, what would entail an edge? Is it a half a degree, a quarter degree, a full degree?
You know, a half to a couple degrees.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it can be slight. It can be slight. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I think we're looking for something that's kind of sharp, you know, where it changes quickly, you know, but there are times where it's spread out over a couple miles, where you have cold water to the west and warmer water to the east over a couple mile stretch. And a lot of times those fish are in that transition. They're not on either side of the edge, but they're right in that transition where it goes from cooler to warmer. And so that's something that we key on.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. It's having those charts on the Terrafin charts and such on the boat is a game changer, right?
Yeah. We use them a lot. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, because it can change every day, right?
Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could print out a Terrafin chart and for the day, and it might, but the next day it might be totally different, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So that's why you have to have that stuff on the boat these days.
Yep.
Modern technology.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Gotta and we did, you know, in December we repowered the boat, so it's got all brand new machinery.
Wow.
Brand new engine, main engines and transmissions, and brand new generator engines, and so...
Everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you had the whole natural history season to really...
Break everything
in. Yeah, I don't want to call it break it in, but yeah, it's exactly what I was
thinking. That's exactly right, yeah.
So going forward to fishing season, you got brand new machinery under your feet?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are we pretty happy with your choice on everything?
Man, it's so sweet down there in that engine room now. It's like you go down to the bottom of the ladder, and you know, for me, I stand there for a couple seconds and go, wow, look at that.
That's so rad. I love
it. Cool.
Yeah.
Is it quieter, smoother?
Yeah, all of the above. It's quieter. We put, you know, mufflers in that make it so that, you know, you can have a normal tone conversation on the stern. You don't have the exhaust coming out the stern, so it's nice and quiet, and the engines are quieter, and we're compliant with the current Air Resource Board emission standards. We have tier 3 engines in there now.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
More efficient?
I was going to ask, did it do anything to your fuel?
It did, and it's looking at between 5 and 7% savings.
Woo.
So that'll add up.
Yeah, spend that over 10 years.
Yeah.
Big deal.
That's it's big, yeah.
Good for you guys. That's great.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. Lots to talk about here with Captain Art and the Searcher.
Yeah, it's going
to,
he's so popular when Art's in here. So many people love fishing with Captain Art and the whole crew of the Searcher. And the way it shows, because the text messages are already flying through and the phone calls are packing up. And if you want to get through, man, we want to hear from you. If you want to talk to Captain Art, talk some Team Searcher, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phone. Phones are already getting packed up. We do still have a couple spots open, so that's your shot there. Or, as we mentioned, text the show option. So popular here with Let's Talk Hookup these days. And if you want to text the show, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to find, only way to get your questions into Captain Art. via text is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's also the best way to listen to archive shows, catch the show on the go, wherever you are, and you whip that app out, you're going to have an opportunity to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, whether it be live or to catch up on a show that had already passed. If you got some hot tip that Art gives out today and you want to go back and listen, that's the way to do it. Again, not only are we talking searcher today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky texter or caller at the end of today's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, is going to win.
Both.
Well, it is and. Yes.
Yes.
No, sorry, I almost didn't catch that. So we're going to be giving away a prize to a caller and a texter today. Each are going to win a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels and Repair for your reel. So whether that's a service, whether that's an addition, whether that's a tune-up, whether you're putting $50 towards a really fancy, you know, whatever it may be, super, you know, high-dollar job, or you're just getting your favorite reel tuned up and ready to roll, $50 coming from the masters of Cal's Custom. So what a cool prize.
One for a texter, one for a caller.
I love it, yeah.
How about that?
Again, if you want to get through on the phones, that's 213-432-1090, or text us via that Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure when you send your text through that you include your contact information. We get some great texts, but you have to include your phone number, so if you're the winner of that great prize, we can call you back by the end of the show. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great information with Captain Art. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing with Captain Art of the Searcher. Man, we're going to have a great time.
You're
here.
Going to El Salto,
yeah,
on Monday.
Buddy. Monday,
yeah,
morning.
With Captain Frank.
2
and the
o'clock.
Whole gang, Brandon. 2 a.m. Get up. Our flight's on till not till noon, but you know.
Got to get there early.
Yeah. And you said you went out to ECBT and loaded up,
oh my God,
with the boys. You clean them out?
No. Thank God for those guys, man. I mean, how cool is it to have a tackle store that, like, Dude, they have everything. I mean, obviously, that's a very, if you haven't been there, that is a, I mean, fresh and salt water, but for sure, fresh water, like, that's the shop in San Diego. It's huge. And, I mean, you know, it's, they have everything you would need for fishing around here, but that they also have, like, everything El Salto. Because that's one thing about El Salto is all the crankbaits they use and the colors that they like and the main forage is tilapia. I mean, like, ECBT was so dialed with everything you need for fishing in Mexico that it was just awesome. It was really cool to see. It's not a surprise that they had all the right stuff for fishing San Vicente and El Cap and all that kind of stuff, but that they had, like, every size and every variety and everything to fish a lake 1,000 miles from here, which was pretty rad. And the kids there are just
all the guys go there,
so
too. Junix just came back with us, and so.
It was great. We bought so much. It was three guys that work in a tackle store who, you know, were tackle junkies, and we had a lot of fun. It's so much ribbon, and, like, you don't want to be. The problem with El Salto is you could go to El Salto with a bass rod, a bag of lizards, a bag of Senkos, and that's all you need. And you could probably outfish everybody else, but it's more fun to catch them on a crankbait and a popper and a this and a that and an MC swim bait. And like, you know how those things get, man? Like, the fishing can be better on this one that dives a little deeper than that one. And, like, you don't want to be caught with your pants down, especially going with a bunch of your buds from the tackle store. So, I mean, everybody has, like, well, I mean, if Brandon and Carl both have three of this crankbait, like, I'm sure as hell not going to not have that one. All right, give me some of that, too. And there was so much of that went down yesterday. We bought a ridiculously more than we need. I can't imagine how
kept
heavy.
The doors open for ECBT
I can't
yesterday.
Imagine how heavy this poor plane is going to be going. Because I just know what we have, and I'll tell you that none of us are bringing as much gear as Frank is. You know, because I had my bag.
Probably got a storage room full of stuff.
Dude, I had my bag on the counter yesterday. And, like, your bag can be whatever it is, 50 pounds or 55 pounds. Mine will weigh that to the T. Frank looked at it and just shook his head. He goes, yeah, I had to buy another bag. Like, I couldn't, you know, like, he already knew right off the bat that his bag couldn't make the 55-pound weight, so he bought another one. No. We're going to have a blast, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
You're gonna, well, good luck down there. You leave Monday and come back next Saturday.
Yeah. Thank God for ECBT, man.
If you're into freshwater fishing, East County Bait and Tackle is the place right there.
No doubt.
Sure. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Yeah, if you want to get your chance to talk to Captain Art, get us rolling on the phones here again. The phone number, 213-432-1090. Both you as a caller and anybody as a texter has a shot at winning that $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels and Repair for a service on your next reel. Let's start it off this morning with Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. And what a pleasure it is to speak with you, Captain Art. It was wonderful bumping into you at PCS, and your better half was there one day as well. So that was terrific.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, you already talked about the repowering, so that was really cool. So speaking about the boat, how many live wells do you have for fish, and how much do they hold?
So we have two wells. We have three wells, fish holds. Two are plumbed for live bait, and one is set up for RSW. So if you're leaving on a three-day trip, then we're going to take the bait tank, which has four deck boxes that have, you know, 50 passes of sardines in each one. So that's 200, and then another 100, so you have 300 scoops for a three-day trip. And, you know, it works out that, you know, you're going to use, you know, maybe 2.5 deck boxes a day, you know, and that's because you're stopped and fishing, right? So you're using a little bit more. And if you're on a 27-passenger trip and everybody's changing their baits on a regular basis like they should, then, you know, you're going to have ample bait. And then if you're going on a four-day trip or longer, then we're going to add another 100 scoops to that. So 400 passes of bait.
Plenty of bait.
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah.
So crazy to think about.
Yeah, and your specialty is like 2 to 5 day trips, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, our fall season is 7 and 8 day trips that start at the end of September, but, you know, May through September are shorter trips, you know, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and a couple 5 days in there. But, that's kind of what we do. Yeah.
Art, speaking of your fall trips, the 7 and 8 day trips, we had a customer that was in the store yesterday that was just saying the one fish on their bucket list that they really want to do is catch a wahoo, and they want to go on a good wahoo trip. He said he'd been on a couple trips that had really scratchy fishing and was really hoping to get on, as everybody, to get on a great one. And he was asking us our opinion, and I would love to know yours. How do you try to book a trip that has better than average wahoo fishing, knowing that that's a fish that can get pressured? And are you better to go early in the season before they've been beat up a little bit, but then run the risk of them not being there? Or is it better to be a little later in the season, that's traditional wahoo time, but then maybe be, you know, maybe be fishing with a few other boats down there? Like, what's the best move to try and book a great wahoo trip?
You know, I would say that you need an 8 day trip or longer, 8 or 10 day trip, so that you have more time in the zone. And, you know, traditionally that last half of October and the first 2 weeks of November, because, you know, yeah, there's early catches, you know, a 7 day trip to the rocks in July used to be like you were going to be the first one there. And so you were going to get the hit on wahoo, you know. And that still happens.
Sure.
But I think traditionally, you know, you get that fish that moves into the ridge, or it gets on kelps, and later in the season, October, the beginning of November, you know, is probably prime time for wahoo, I would say.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's the time to book. Hey, Don, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. 213-432-1090. Open right now. Got a great text from Ian in Santa Clarita here. And he says, hi, Art. My wife and I extremely enjoy your operation. Her first 5 day, or approximately 10 years, was on the searcher. And because of that trip, she is now a long ranger. Question, how have you maintained such a mellow and laid-back experience on the searcher after all these years? Thank you, and have a great season.
Yeah, good question.
Nice word, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind. I think it's... you know, the longevity of Celia and I being there for as long as we have. This is my 41st year. And
41st year.
Celia's 32nd or 3rd year now. In the 30s.
So rad.
And, you know, I think maybe you can equate it to, you know, aging, things get finer, refined. Yeah. And, you know, you've got things figured out and what you do best. And what the, you know, what the clientele needs. And so it's just a case of longevity. And, you know, I think it comes from, you know, how you want to treat your customers. And you know, it's just one of those things that we've been at it for a while now. And you know, we get feedback from customers all the time on, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? And, you know, we take that stuff seriously. And I think that what we stress is, you know, we work really, really hard at the things that we can control. And that's the crew, safety, you know, quality food in the galley, and just, you know, the personality of the crew. Yeah, we're passionate about catching fish, and we want to catch as many as you do. But it's more about, you know, having fun, having a good time. And it's about
vacation.
It's the experience in itself. So I think that that's something that we try to pass on to our crew. And, you know, we learned a long time ago that, you know, your passengers are golden, and, you know, they needed to be treated as such. And so that's something that we pass on to all the crew. And if you're not that way, then you just don't make it. You move on to another boat or something like that. So it's just a kind of a, you know, the personality of us, and that translates to the crew. And I think that people appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. The one thing that you didn't mention is the upkeep of the boat that you do. The searcher is pristine. I mean, you guys work really hard to keep that boat underneath, in the bunk rooms, in the galley, on the deck, around the boat. That thing is just in great shape.
Well, thank you. You know, I mean, that we take a lot of pride in that boat. You know,
yeah.
That boat is... You know, when it was launched, it was the Cadillac, and, you know, we try to keep it that way.
That's
and
cool.
It's an investment, you know. It's, you know, first and foremost, safety. You know, we're going out there, so we want to come back. So, you know, we're going to make sure that, A, number one on the list is that you're safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, the upkeep and the maintenance and that sort of stuff is stuff that we can control, and that's, we take a lot of pride, and we work really hard at that.
The other thing, too, is you've got such a long history of having such good operators that have worked alongside you and, you know, and work and run the trips when you're not there. And, man, that same like, really easygoing, still crazy hardcore fisherman in Mike that you see is just, it reminds me of you so much. You know, I mean, he's... That guy really wants to catch them all, but it's just still got the mellow attitude, and he's not crazy about it. And if one goes away, they go away. You know, the searcher has just always had such a good history of having such good operators.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mike Totter is, well, he reminds me of me back when I was in my 30s, you know. A little bit on the intense side.
But he's really good at not showing that, though. Like, I like him, man. I like Connor a lot.
It's passion.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly what it is.
Passion is
totally.
What it is about fishing and being on the water. And you know, he's passionate about taking care of the boat. And just don't give him a paintbrush. You know, that's not...
Not his
little,
yeah,
that's funny. Yeah.
But his strengths are just incredible. He's really developed. I mean, he came to us from the Ballyhinny and dealing with 50 people and lots of yellowtail and that sort of thing, and you know, got his license, and now he's running the boat, and you know, it's. It's just a pleasure to see him mature and learn as he goes. And, you know, the guy is super intelligent.
Yeah, and a heck of an operator, and he catches a lot of fish.
He does really, really well.
Yeah,
yeah.
He does.
And it, you know. And
is there a little competition between you and him?
No.
No?
No, not really.
Because you want to see him catch fish.
Sure.
Just one less than you.
It's, after I'm working on my 50th year in the industry, so it's kind of been there, done that.
Sure.
And
you're okay
super...
with catching more fish.
Absolutely, okay, yeah, good. Absolutely. It's it's just a pleasure to see him mature and grow as he has, and he's an accomplished operator and captain. And,
yeah.
We're lucky to have him.
Yeah. Oh, big time. And the passengers love him.
That's what we hear.
Yeah.
You and Celia love him. And, it's just
he can't do it all by himself.
Team.
You know, the crew that we have is just phenomenal. You know, Ryan Lindon, he's been there for 7 years now, and he has a tremendous amount of pride in what he does and great set of eyes. And, you know, he's the kind of the patient guy with the novices that don't have a clue what's going on, and he'll take extra time with those people and make sure that they have the right gear and the right connection and that sort of thing. And Sean Allen, he's been around forever, and he's the same way. It's just, you know, patience with customers and making sure that the customers are taken care of. We have Shane Tushin, who is, you know, he came from Dana Landing, and he's going to go to school and get his captain's license and wants to make a career out of the business. And you know, he's passionate about fishing and being on the water, surfer, and just loves the ocean. And we've got a great staff in the galley. And, it, you know, Mike is great, but, you know, you got to have that support cast.
Team. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we say it on the blogs, you know. Had a great day. Looking forward to tomorrow. Team Searcher.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all about team.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Sure.
That's cool.
Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our Cast Tours Catch Report for the Baja and the mainland. That's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, all the snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. Hey, make sure to mark your calendar for the big season kickoff sale and seminar. It's Saturday, May the the 6th at Dana Landing. It all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup, followed by the killer seminars and a giant tackle sale. And if you haven't been to one of Dana's, especially their on-site sales, those guys do
pull
not
it out
mess
hard,
around. Yeah. There's always cool vendors in the lot, and there's always such killer deals to start the season. And what great timing, too, to have that thing on May 6th. Weather be straightened out, Bite and Bluefin, and all the deals those guys are going to have. It's an awesome event.
It's going to be an awesome
and
event.
Not a ton of Let's Talk Hookup live broadcast, so a great time to come out and hang out, and we'll look forward to seeing you and celebrating the big day at Dana on the live
Nowadays,
broadcast.
Nowadays, you can count them on less than one hand.
Well, it's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to it. So, again, one more time, the giant season kickoff sale Saturday, May 6th at Dana Landing. Check danalanding.com for more info. Let's talk to the cast man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is standing by. Buenos dias, Cast.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Good show again, boys. You guys are doing a good job. Every time you have Art on there, it's always a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pedro, we're a little, just about a day over. We're leaving for our Loretto Rumble a week from tomorrow. And I got a fresh report from Danny, our charter master down there. And he said they've had some really strong north winds early in the week. But as of yesterday, the winds had stopped, and the yellowtail are biting. They're getting anywhere from 68 yellows per boat per day down there. Whew. They're running anywhere between 18 and 28 pounds. Also, cabrilla in the mix and the pinto bass, and it's just, bait is plentiful. So I'm looking forward to a fabulous three-day tournament down there.
Sounds great.
Moving down into San Jose del Cabo and the East Cape area down there. Of course, for some reason, that wahoo bite that was really going off there for a couple of days really shut down. Basically, it just seemed like everything shut down this past week down there. A few tuna, nothing big, plenty of Sierra along the beaches. Striped marlin are there for the people that want to target marlin. Excuse me, but for some reason, everything just kind of shut down this past week. But look for that to rebound here, hopefully this coming week. Got a fresh report in from Ixtapa Zihuatanejo down there on the mainland Mexico. Beautiful area this time of year. What, you know, usually daytime temperatures, mid-80s. Sales, about 3 to 4 miles off the beach, averaging 1 to 2 per dope per day down there. Of course, along the beaches there, you got those beautiful roosters, 25 to 30 pound roosters along the beaches there, mostly taken on log bait, a few on lures. And, of course, they got plenty of Sierra down there also. So it's a, you know, good winter fishery going on. And that's the report for this week, Pete. Looking forward to seeing you at the airport there at CBX next Sunday morning and getting ready for the Loretto Rumble.
The Loretto Rumble. That's always cool. A great time, Cass, man. Looking forward to it. And nice to hear the yellows are biting. Well, I'm ready. Everybody's ready, packed. Ready to go. And if somebody wants to come check out any of your great trips, going fishing with Cass, there's nothing like it. How do we find you?
800-593-6510 or, of course, on the web at www.casstores.com, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, Cass, man. Great report, as always. Look forward to talking to you then. All right.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Cass. Had a great text come through here. This one's from John in San Diego. It says, hey, guys, great show as always. I love it when we have Art on. Art, I have a question about binoculars. Do you guys use the gyro binoculars? Are the electronically stabilized binoculars worth the investment? And finally, do you think that there should be required equipment on a private boat as well?
I think we have 5 pairs. So, you know, we can have 4 or 5 guys looking, and, you know, they're a great investment for a private boat, absolutely. You know, it's a game changer. You know, we have this conversation multiple times during the season. It's like, how did we catch anything?
Absolutely.
I remember, you know, John Klein on the Qualifier 105, he came down the dock and he had a pair of Fujinon 7x50 binoculars, and he said, man, You guys have got to go to Baker Marine and you got to buy a pair of these binoculars. They're absolutely phenomenal. And we all agreed and we all went over to Baker Marine and we bought 7x50 binoculars. And how the hell did we catch anything?
Yeah, I know. Now you look, it goes up, you can't even
see
right?
Crap out of those things.
Totally.
You know, there's a little bit of motion and it's one of those things like, you know, and here's an example. So you know, for close in, I still have a pair of 7x50s right there on the dash.
Sure.
But I'm using, you know, Fraser Volpe Steady Eyes, the 14 power that are phenomenal pieces of glass. And you know, somebody will say, oh, yeah, okay, you know, I got a kelp paddy at 2 miles. So it, just out of habit, I grabbed the 7x50s. It's like, well, wait a minute. What am I
going to do with this?
I can't see that 2 miles out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, Totter has got this phenomenal set of eyes. And if we're working a trip together and he's in the mass and he said, you know, I got a kelp at 4 miles.
Oh, my God.
He's using the Fujinon, you know, 14 power binoculars. Yeah. And so they're a complete game changer. Yeah. I mean, you got...
You have to have them.
You have to have them. Sure. And, you know, so the other set that we have is the, you know, the Fujinons that are... They're not 14 power.
Stabiscopes.
Yeah, Stabiscopes. No, not
Stabiscopes, the big ones. Techno Stabies.
Technos. And so we have a couple pairs of those. And those things are 14 power, and they're more reasonable. You don't have to spend $7,000 on a pair of binoculars. You can spend $1,500, and those things are effective. They work really well, too. So, I would.
If you don't want to spend $5,000,
there's an option.
It's the Techno Stabies, like $1,500 at Baker Marine.
And get them from Baker because you can buy those things anywhere. You can buy them anywhere, and they're like the same price. It was like buying a Shimano reel. It's basically the same price wherever you go, and maybe you can save $50 if you buy some, you know, website that has no storefront in the middle of the country. But if you drop those things and you buy them from Baker, you get to walk into a store that does the repair and knows the glasses, and you're a customer of theirs, can help you through the process. Like, you will, the amount of money that you will save not buying from Baker is so fractional, and then to be able to walk through the store and know the people that are going to help you if and when something happens, is that is such an invaluable cost.
No question about it. And I might add, too, we're going to have Jimmy Kingsmill from Fraser on the show in May. So that'll be coming up in May. Yeah,
The true guru when it comes to glass. That's awesome. No, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed a tool for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label the Leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Searcher with Captain Art Taylor. Having lots of fun here this morning. What a great show.
We just heard you talking about Kingfisher Charters. Woo. And I'll bet you're pumped up for that trip in June.
Cannot
it's coming
wait.
Up here very, very soon. Kingfisher Charters, absolute best of Alaska for sure. And I talked to Seth this week, and he says they actually have some spots throughout the whole season that opened up. They've been sold out for like a year. But things change, right? And he said, yeah, we've got spots here and there that you can come to Kingfisher Charters in all the months. He said every month that you want to come, they have a spot here, a couple spots here, a couple spots there, four spots here. So if you want to go, get on the kingfishercharters.com or just give them a call, 800-727-6136, 727-6136, and get on there because just like long-range boats, which we'll talk about, things change for people's schedules and spots open up.
That's exactly
so,
it. A trip that was completely sold out with a waiting list, all of a sudden something happens and somebody's getting married or somebody had something and boom, all of a sudden there's a group of four that now are gone and you're, walk right on.
We went to Kingfisher Charters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that trip?
I do.
We went in August. That was probably close to 30 years ago, I'm going to say.
Something like that. Did we go in August or June?
Yeah,
we went in June.
It was in August that we went because I remember the weather was pretty atrocious, but we caught some big kings. And we were tucked away in the corner one there over there.
Yeah, I remember just feeling like I'd been through a car accident. Because it was
so rough.
Those Parkers and being on a small boat and using muscles that you didn't know you had and going out there and it was wet and rainy and cold but we had a good time and I caught a king and Gary White. No, Gary from the used car salesman.
Oh, Gary
Cowboy.
Vanderlyke.
Oh,
Cowboy
is there.
I caught a king salmon, and he started calling me King Arthur.
King Arthur.
We had a great time.
That's
but,
cool.
man, it felt like I'd been
in
a demolition derby or something like that.
Once in a while, you get days like that, for sure, up there. It's Alaska, right? But then the next day, it could be flat calm.
And
that's the crazy thing.
Really good silver fishing.
Yeah.
Really good silver fishing.
So, I remember that trip. That was, I just remember the, 40-pound kings. They were big.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You should have just had them turn the sea keeper on.
Yeah, there you go.
And not worry about it.
Like Simon when you
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, phones are packed up. They want to talk to you, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. If you're ready for your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Carrie calling from Fallbrook this morning. What's up, Carrie? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great show. I have a question. Do you guys rent tackle on the Searcher?
We have loaner gear. And, if our loaner gear is all loaned out, then Fisherman's Landing has great rental tackle, and you can get to augment your arsenal there, your quiver, if you need an additional outfit that, maybe the up-to-date fish info calls for, a heavy outfit and you don't have one, then you can call our office and talk to Celia and arrange for loaner gear. And there's also the option of Fisherman's Landing has awesome rental tackle.
I was so bummed. Carl is in charge of the rental tackle, getting the gear and, knowing the right rods and right reels. And I was so pumped the other day because a couple of giant Shimano boxes came in, and we had 40 Talica 20s. I'm like, oh, right on. We're set for the season. They're all Carl's. Like,
no, they're all Atlanta.
So they just added 40 more Talica 20s to their fleet.
That's a lot of gear.
Yeah, I was so pumped. I'm like, oh, we're set for the rest of the season. Here we go, boy. No problem. And then, like, oh, no, they were all Carl's. They're all going to their
rental. To Fisherman's Landing Tackle Rental.
Yeah.
One thing we should talk about is we were talking about Kingfisher Charters and getting spots that just opened up for this summer. What about the search? I look at your schedule. It's full.
Yeah, it is. But wait lists, we're exactly what Rick just talked about. You know, you get a group of four. There's a wedding. Got to reschedule. Got to cancel. And so Celia will go through the wait list and say, hey, we've got four spots available on this trip. You're next on the wait list. Can you go? And it's getting to the point now where, you know, there's not very many people on wait lists. So wait list is an option. If there's a trip that meets your schedule, then there's a way to go to the website and click on the trip details and put yourself on a wait list.
Oh, you can on the website.
Yes.
Searchersportfishing.com.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just go to the schedule and there's...
Go to the schedule. Okay.
Can you see how many are on the website, wait list?
Good question. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so.
Okay.
And so
like
that's the way to do it.
Like on the wait list or second on the wait list.
Yeah.
Like
maybe Celia can shoot me a text and confirm that. But there's a way to get on the wait list on the website.
On the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Or you just call Celia and...
Or just call Celia. Yeah, and she'll put you on a wait list. And, yeah, so it's, you know, we've been, we're so fortunate, we're so blessed that we've been sold out for a while now. But, you know, like Rick said, things change.
They always do.
Everybody's scheduled, you know, one way or the other, a year out, there's changes that happen. And so, yeah, get on a wait list. That's the best way to do it.
Searchersportfishing.com. Hey, great text here from Bob in Newport. He wants to know, what make engines and generators did you put in? And I know a lot of gear guys want to know about stuff. So I do,
I'm
too.
Curious
so
too,
what?
Yeah.
So we have 13.5-liter, 400-horsepower main engines, and then we have 100... John Deere.
John Deere.
And the generator engines are John Deere as well. Uh-huh. And those are 100 horsepower, 65 kW generators.
Wow.
And then
two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then we replace the transmissions. We have brand new twin disc 2.5-to-1 gearboxes.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So 13.5-liter John Deere Tier 3 motors.
Same props?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, same props. For warranty, you have to get, you know, max RPM with max percentage of load. So the engine is rated at 1,800 RPM. So you have to get 1,800 RPMs and 100% load in order for the warranty to work. So when we did our sea trials, we could only get 1,700 RPMs.
It's like, ugh.
Well, you know, Gary at Wilmington Propeller, you know, got all the details. And so we have 36-inch diameter by 37-inch pitch propellers. He took an inch of pitch out, so they're 36 by 36, 1,800, 100%, no big deal.
You're good.
Yeah.
It's amazing that people have that kind of skill, like somebody like that. They can just take the numbers that you have and look at the propeller and know, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yep.
I'm going to move this much material around, and all of a sudden it's going to be exactly what you need. Like, what a skill set people like that have.
Yeah, so they're 36 by 36, and the pitch, if you're familiar with props, there's a process called cupping. So they take the very end of the propeller blade, and they put a little cup in it, and that adds an inch of pitch.
Oh, okay.
And so he just took the cup out and made it 36-36.
All right. And do you put prop speed on your props?
Oh, absolutely.
You say absolutely. It makes a difference.
Yeah,
yeah.
You, there was no hesitation in that whatsoever, huh?
Shafts and props, yeah.
Shafts and props.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Celia says no on knowing which...
What number you are
on the wait list. But you can,
You can call.
Yeah. So go on searchersportfishing.com, put yourself on the wait list.
Yep.
If you're curious about where you're at, just call Celia and she'll tell you, well, you're number one, number two, whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Where did that first hour go?
I know.
Having a great time here this morning. Hey, we got a whole nother hour coming your way. You stay tuned. We got more Let's Talk Hook Up, including the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more with Captain Art. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.